SBS in deutscher Sprache.
Silent night,
noche de amor.
This Christmas, once again, an estimated 2 billion people around the globe sing Silent Night, Holy Night, in more than 300 languages and dialects. It all began on a cold Christmas night back in 1818 in a small village in Austria, when the world as we know it was a complete different one.
Europe was at that time in the crisis because the war of Napoleon was over. Finally, Salzburg had to go to Austria. And we had natural catastrophes. There was hunger, there was political problems, there was war. People didn't have anything to eat, no food, hunger. Everything was really down on the bottom. Then there was a volcano on Tambora, an Indonesian island, in 1815 that exploded, actually. And that was a dramatic climate change in Europe. So, well, the harvest wasn't existing, so the farmers actually became poor. We had lots of rain, we had snow in the summer. So, actually, 1816 was the year without summer in the history of Europe. And during that time, the priest, Joseph Mohr, was in a small town about an hour away from the city of Salzburg called Maria Pfarr. And at that time, he wrote actually a poem called Silent Night, Holy Night. So, 1816, the poem was written. Then Mr. Joseph Mohr, he moved away from this small town of Maria Pfarr because it was quite in a very cold area that wasn't good for his health. So he went actually to Oberndorf. It's a small town just about 20 minutes outside of the city of Salzburg. And there actually he made a friendship with a teacher. And this teacher's name is Franz Xaver Gruber. And he asked his friend, maybe because he was also very good in music, playing the guitar and the organ, if he could maybe write a song for his poem, which he did actually in 1818. And that year, on the 24th of December 1818, the first performed the song Silent Night, Holy Night in the small chapel of Oberndorf, which is still existing now. And of course, you can visit this chapel, and still on the 24th of December every year, this song is performed in Oberndorf. The small chapel of Oberndorf was renovated in 1818, actually until the 30s, and there was an organ constructor. He was a man from Tirol. His name was Karl Mauracher, and he moved from Salzburg back to Zillertal, which is a small valley in Tirol, and he brought the song there. And in the Tirol, in Zillertal, there were lots of goods, like a warm jumper, leather cloth, and they wanted to sell them. So they went to Germany because they could reach a better price there. And in order on his sales tour to pay attention, to attract customers, they had to sing. And so they had a couple of songs. And amongst the songs was also the song Silent Night, Holy Night, which they performed first time, obviously, in the 30s in Leipzig in Germany. And in 1839, the Reiner family, this was also a family from the Zillertal, from the Ziller Valley. They even went by boat to the United States, and they performed on the 24th of December, 1839, first time the song Silent Night, Holy Night in Manhattan, actually, but this time in German language, because the song has been translated into English in the 50s. So, but this was the first time, actually, they performed the song in the United States and made it really popular, because they used to live there in the States for another 10 years. Then the Reiner singers and the Strasser singers, so another a group from Zillertal, they went to England, to Scotland, to Norway, to Sweden, to France, to Spain, to Switzerland, and all over Europe, and also actually finally ended up in Russia. So at the end of the day, you can say because of the Silatal singers, the song has been made quite famous all over Europe and almost all over the world.
Today, as significant as the song itself, is most certainly its message, says Gerhard Leskova from Salzburg's Tourist Board.
Yeah, it's definitely a message of peace, and the song has UNESCO World Cultural Heritage status. It's a song for peace around the globe, and that's why we actually use it also. Our message from the Salzburger land, from the Salzburg state provinces, it's a message of peace, and people should always remember these tough times 200 years ago, and nowadays you look around the world, you know, lots of things are happening, political instability and so on and so on. So it is more or less an up-to-date song, if I may say so, to remind all of us how important it is to have peace on our planet. Well, I mean, billions of people sing it actually all over the world on the 24th or on the 25th, but it has been translated into 303 languages. So actually, we do not know how many countries exist around the globe, but we estimate about 305, 308 countries could be, but at least we know, verified, about 303 languages you can sing this song. And the purpose of singing the song is not only for Christmas. For example, in Norway, they sing it at the funeral. Yeah? And so there are a couple of habits around the world where they sing the song not only on the 24th, but on the 25th of December. Stanna ora dir dai ta na caminha muito a conchegar e veru yen sadat ker grave. 200
years of silent nights, an anniversary that's worth celebrating.
Yeah, from the perspective of celebrating, we have a lot of offers. The major one I would like to highlight is until the 3rd of February 2019. So for those guests from Australia coming to Europe, to Salzburg, you can still see 200 years Silent Night, Holy Night exhibition, which is in the Salzburg Museum. Then we do have a musical that has been written just because of Silent Night by a California composer. So we have at the horse riding school in downtown Salzburg, it's a tremendous, huge stage, and there is the musical, My Silent Night, and the tickets can still be bought, so it is performed by the Salzburg State Theater. And then, of course, we have now the Advent singing in the Great Festival Hall, so there are 150 singers and actors and musicians and children, and they all perform the so-called Salzburg Advent Singen, which is really beautiful to be part of, to listen to that, and to get into the mood for the 24th of December, when the Christmas evening is going to happen. Thank you so much. Best regards from Salzburg, from Salzburger Land, to all your audience and your listeners. Merry Christmas and, of course, a Happy New Year.
Auf der Suche nach einem guten Kinderbuch? Wertvolle Tipps finden Sie im Podcast Abenteuer lesen. Jede Woche neu.